Blog Talk Radio.
Shall not stand in the judgment, nor
sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I have read to you the entire Psalm, and hopefully our Father will open up many of you who have eyes as well as ears to hear and understand your mind as well to understand what has been read, and you start practicing that scripture. All right, I am going to stray a bit from the way I normally talk on the radio. I want you all to know that this coming Friday is man-made. It's called Good Friday. It's not in Leviticus, the holidays that we have, although coming up this Friday is the man-made, is the godly holiday. It's called Passover. We are to serve the Passover in the afternoon. The afternoon is Friday. Well, it is going to become the Sabbath day, but the Passover comes this Friday afternoon as well. And that's what we are to celebrate. We don't have to celebrate man-made holidays like Good Friday. At least I don't, sir. I used to because I didn't know any better. And I am trying to tell you, Steve, and all of those who listen to me, I am telling the truth. It is a man-made holiday. They say it's a Christian holiday where Christians remember I call it the murder of Yeshua, the murder of Christ. Well, the Jews, our foreparents, had something to do with that too. And the religious people have not told us the truth. It is a day of remembrance for Christ being murdered or killed at Calvary. However, we are going to celebrate Easter because of his resurrection. That's the day that he rose from the grave. Now, they tell the Christians, and I used to be one, but I no longer affiliate myself with what they do. And I let them have their way. I try to tell them to follow what Jesus has said, written in the Bible. And many of them do not. They still follow Sunday as a holy day. And I realize that many of them didn't get as far as I did in school and learn that Constantine changed tried to change the date and the time, and he did change our Saturday for Sunday worship. Is wrong. You don't follow to me. You don't follow you follow within reason. And many of us that started out following Constantine, he is not the ruler of this world, nor is the Pope. Our Father in heaven is who we should be celebrating. Now, let me tell you that this coming Friday, as well as the man-made holiday of Good Friday, we are going to start celebrating the Passover, is where Yeshua, Jesus had us to paint, Moses had us to put on the side of our walls, of our homes, the color of red, so that the death angel could pass over and that is what we celebrate. For we are the slaves, we are the children of the slaves from Egypt. And you should realize that we are, that's what we are from our celebrating. And we are to have a holy convocation. I will ask you all to read Leviticus chapter 23 so you can understand pretty much how that is celebrated. I also want to say to you all who are listening, I want you to go to Genesis chapter 15 and verse, and I want you to start around verse 12, where Jesus tells Abraham, his name is Abraham, that his seed was going to be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. Our land right now, the children of Satan, who rules much of everything in this world. And we are the children of Israel. We are waiting for our Father's return. It says that we were going to be afflicted for 400 years. Well, the 400 year is up this year in June or July of 2019. It says that we were going to be afflicted for 400 years. And I cannot remember the lesson that I had in the history class, but I remember that Genesis chapter 15, and I'll tell you to start reading 12. Read it all if you can and understand it. Ask your Father for understanding as he has given me the understanding that our affliction will be over this year. My history class taught me that we were brought to this country in 1619, and that for 400 years we would be afflicted in that nation. That nation is this nation, if you don't understand. We have served them. It would be 400 years in June, I think it was June the 19th or July the 19th of this year. Our 400 years will be up, and we, Father in heaven, will judge that nation who made us serve them. And we will come out with great substances. Now, I tell you, you should read your Bible. If you don't read your Bible, how do you think the other nation will tell us the truth? We have to start reading to know it ourselves, to find out the truth for ourselves. And we should bless God for allowing them to let us read what is in the words that he had his his people to write down in the Bible. And it says that, I think it's in Matthew 6 or 7. Let me turn to Matthew, where it says that not one iota of his word will be lost. We are the lost sheep. And we don't know it. We're reading the Bible. Ask our Father to open up your eyes and your ears and your mind to know that we are. I think it's here, the prophets. He gave the prophets the words to write in the Bible. It's here in Matthew, chapter 5 of Matthew. Let me read verse 17. It says, think not that I am come to destroy the law. So if anyone tells you he is not telling you what the law says or the Old Testament says, He is not a prophet of the law. He is, I would think, a prophet of the devil, because this is what Jesus said to you. Think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. And he has fulfilled his law. And I tell you why. Because he talked with me. At least I heard him to tell me to feed his sheep in a dream. And I believe with my whole heart all that he has said, most of what he has said. In fact, when I said that most of what he has said, because of what Paul was a great person of the Bible. He said many things that I agree with, but the one thing that I disagree is with when he says that the women should be quiet in the church. And I disagree. If our Father has told a woman, whether she is in the church or not, if he told her to do this, that, and whatever, he said it. It should be done, whether you like it or not. Our Father spoke it. If he can speak to a donkey and tell Balaam, ask him, why did you do this and why did you hit me? And the donkey saw the angel standing in the way that Balaam had sent him. Excuse me. He was going to, I keep belching. Balaam, maybe God is trying to tell me to shut up and not tell that. You should read that for yourself. I read that in this book of Numbers where Balak had sent for Balaam, and Balaam was going to Balak and to curse the children of Israel. But the donkey that he was riding on would not go the way that he wanted. And Balaam hit the donkey, maybe two times. And the donkey finally said to him, since I was a child, when I was given to you, I have served you. Like the donkey was wondering, well, why did you hit me? And so the donkey told him, and then Balaam's eyes was open. So ask our Father in heaven to open your eyes. Now, I've said enough. I need to say a prayer to our Father in heaven and then tell you all who I am. And then start reading from Numbers. I want you all to go to Numbers chapter 31. I left and I will pick up there in a minute or two after I say a prayer to our Father in heaven. As well, I want you to say a prayer to our Father in heaven. Tell him what your problems are and what's going on as I say a short prayer. And thank him for blessing me. I thank him for opening my eyes and ears, even though it's getting hard for me to hear and me to see. He did open my eyes and my ears and my mind so that I can understand. I got to thank him. Father in heaven, our Father in heaven, thank you so much for you opening up my eyes, my mind, and my hearing so that I can hear when you call. And I'm glad you did. Are not listening. Maybe they are, and they just are doing as I did for many years. I was afraid to speak to your people. Please forgive me for that, as well as the sins that I have committed, as well as those knowingly and unknowingly. Please forgive me. I thank you. Father, thank you for allowing those sheep who are listening to my program and following me, continue to bless them with shelter as well as good health, giving them good health, as well as me giving me good health and sound mind. You doing that? Thank you. Thank you for giving us sheep good health, prosperity, and your protection from Satan, as well as continuing to protect us from natural disasters as there are happening this week in certain parts of America. And thank you for protecting us from chemical disasters because of the world is going, I see too, I hope other people see too, that a lot of people in this world are not our friends as well. They are trying to figure out ways to destroy us. But Father, you did not let the destroyer destroy me when he came for me. You protected me. And I thank you so much. I thank you, Yeshua. I thank you for prosperity. And I just thank you for giving us life to experience this life. And I say this quick prayer, not just for myself, but for all those sheep who listen to my program and tell me they do, and hopefully they're not lying, and blessing us too. I say this your quick prayer in Yeshua's name, your son, who's better known in the name of Jesus. I say this prayer. Amen. I also want to tell the sheep who I am. Thank you for listening to the Feed My Sheep show, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Thank you for listening this Tuesday. I know that you could have been somewhere else doing something else, but you are here listening to me and what I have to say. Remember, you are to keep the Sabbath day holy. You and to follow the Ten Commandments. I want you to read Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well as read Exodus. And it tells you, the Ten Commandments, the Fourth Commandments tell you to keep the Sabbath day holy, and that is the Saturday. It starts on Friday evening. You should know this. I bet you, I shouldn't be bad, but I tell you, most of your teachers do not teach you that in your Sunday school lesson. Well, when I joined Seventh-day Adventist Church, they taught me, and maybe that's where you should go. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and as I tell you, sheep, I want you to have your pencil and paper ready so that you can write down what I say. I usually ask you all, and I do today as well, ask you to have your three P's handy. And you say, what are the three P's? They are your pen, paper, and pencil, just in case you want to jot down some of the words or scriptures that I may give reference to. And I know that many of you are computer savvy, and you have your notebooks and tablets and other gadgets that you may be able to write on. And so let us get into today's lesson in chapter 31 of Numbers. Hopefully I will be able to read it in all but I don't read that fast. But I will read as fast as I can. Numbers chapter 31, verse 1 says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Avenge the children of Israel of the Midianites, after which shalt thou gather unto thy people. And Moses spake unto the people, saying, Arm yourselves unto the war, and let them go against the Midianites, and avenge the Lord of Midian." Let's keep reading and see what this avengement is. Why he's being avenged against the Midianites. Of every tribe, 1,000 throughout all the tribes of Israel, you shall send to war. And that was us people, not those children of Satan over there in Israel nowadays. That's us. So there were delivered out of the thousands of Israel, 1,000 of every tribe, 12,000 armed for war. And Moses sent them to the war. Thousand of every tribe, them and Phinehas, the son of Eleazar the priest, to the war with the holy instruments and the trumpets to blow in his hand, and they warred against the Midianites. So warred against the Midianites, they were fighting against the Midianites. And the Lord commanded Moses, and they slew all the males, and they slew the kings of Midian, besides the rest of them that were slain, namely, it's spelled E-V-I, I guess it's Eva, and Rekim is spelled R-E-K-E-M, and Zorah, and Hur, and Reba, 5 kings of Midian. Balaam, also the son of Beor, they slew with the sword. Children of Israel took all the women of Midian captive and their little ones, and took the spoils of all their cattle and of their flocks and their goods. And they burnt all the cities therein they dwelt, all their goodly castles with fire. And they took all the spoils. The spoils are things that are of value to them. And they and the prey, both men and beasts. So prey is something that the enemy captures or takes. And they brought the captives and the prey and the spoils to Moses and Eleazar, the priest, and unto the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the camp at the plains of Moab, which are by Jordan near Jericho. And Moses and Eleazar, the priests, princes of the congregation, went forth to meet them without the camp. And Moses was wroth means angry. That's W-R-O-T-H, and being angry with the officers of the host, which the captains over the thousands and the captains over the hundreds, which came from the battle. And Moses said unto them, have ye saved all the women alive? Behold, these caused the children of Israel. Let me read verse 16 again. Behold, these caused the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam to commit trespass against the Lord in the matter Peor. And there was a plague among the congregation of the Lord. That's why our Father is wanting the Israelites to avenge Peor or avenge the Midianites, because of the women, they had counsel with Peor, with Balaam, to commit a trespass against the Lord in the matter of Peor. And there was a plague among the congregation of the Lord. Verse 17. Now, therefore, kill every male among the little ones, and kill every woman that hath not known man by lying with him, but all the women children that have not known a man by lying with him, keep alive for yourself. That was one of the rewards. And do abide with the camp 7 days. Let me read verse 19 again. Let me start reading again, because I read one word wrong. And do you abide without the camp 7 days? Whosoever killed any person, and whosoever had touched any slain, purify yourselves, you and your the seventh day, and purify all your raiments, the raiments are clothing, and all that is of skin, and the works of goat hair, and all things made of wood. And Eleazar the priest said unto the men of war which went to battle the law which the Lord commanded Moses, only the gold and the silver. Remember, this is what I'm trying to remember. My mind is trying to remember. We will learn a little here and a little there. I think that I read that somewhere in Isaiah. We learn a little here and a little there. So this, it says, this is the ordinance which of the law the Lord commanded Moses. Only gold, only the gold and the silver, the brass, the iron, the tin, the lead, everything that may abide the fire, ye shall make it go through the fire, and it shall be clean. Whatsoever it shall be purified with the water of separation, and after abide not the fire, ye shall make go through the water. And let me read verse 23 again, so that I can understand it as well as you. Everything that may abide the fire, ye shall make it go through the fire, and it shall be clean. Nevertheless, it shall be purified through the water of separation and the water and all that abideth not the fire. Ye shall make go through the water, and ye shall wash your clothes on the seventh day, and ye shall be clean. And afterwards ye shall come into the camp. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the sum of the prey, and the prey is a thing that they brought back from worn with the Midianites, that was taken both men and beasts through though, and Eleazar the priest and the chief fathers of the congregation. Let me read verse 26 over so that you all can understand better than I. Take the sum of the prey that was taken both of men and beast, though, and Eleazar the priest and the priests and the chief fathers of the congregation, and divide the prey into two parts between them that took the war upon them who went, and between the congregation, and levy a tribute unto the Lord of the men of war, which went out to battle, one soul of 500, both of the persons of the bees, and the bees are cows. It's spelled B-E-E-V-E-S. Let me spell it again. B-E-E-V-E-S. And those are cows. And of the, it says, I'm going to say the word donkeys, and of the sheep. But here it's spelled A-S-S-E-S. That's how it's spelled. Instead of saying that word, I choose. Well, if our Heavenly Father wants us to say it, I should say what He wants us to say. Asses and the sheep, take it of their hair and give it to Eleazar the priest, and the priest for an heave offering of the Lord and of the children of Israel. Here, thou shalt take one portion, the he of the bees, the cows, and of the asses, and of the locks, and of the flocks, of the manner of beasts, and give them unto the Levites, which keep the charge of the tabernacle of the Lord. And Moses and Eleazar the priest did as the Lord commanded Moses. And the booty, and the booty spelled B-O-O-T-Y, those are the spoils, being the rest of the prey which the men of the war had caught, was 600,000 and 70,000 and 5,000 sheep, and 80,000. 80,000 is 12,000 beeves. That's cows. 12,000 cows. And that's what the men of war had captured. That was part of it. And 80,000, that's 60. And 1,000 asses. And 30 and 2,000 persons in all of the women that had not known men by lying with him. Half this and half, and the half which was a portion of them that went out to war was the number 3,007 and 30,500 sheep. And the Lord's tribute of the sheep was 60 and 15. And the bees, B-E-E-S, those were the cows, were 36,000, of which the Lord's tribute was 60. And you know, 60 and 12. And the asses were 30,500, of which the Lord tribute was 61. Persons were 16,000, of which the Lord's tribute was 32 persons. And Moses gave the tribute, which was the Lord's heave offering, unto Eleazar the priest, as the Lord commanded Moses, and of the children of Israel. Half, which Moses divided from men that war. Now, the half that pertained unto the congregation was 3,000, was 300,030,000 and 7,500 sheep. I'm almost finished. Well, listen, let me put a circle around this number 44. That's where I am to start this Friday, in Numbers 34. Remember, coming up this Friday is the man-made Friday, and then that same evening, this Friday, is Passover for us who are the lost sheep or believe in our Father's words. We don't celebrate man-made laws or the Passover. We used to when we didn't know any better. So let's say our Heavenly Father a prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for this day. And Father, I ask that you keep Satan away from all of us who believe in you. And this is, I'd say that in second, in James chapter 15, chapter 4, verse 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you this Friday. Amen, 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 amen. Oh, see, read from verse 44 and the rest of it through verse 54. We will be finished with that. And then I want you to read chapter 32. I love you all. Thank you for listening. And tell everyone that you know to listen to my program on Blog Talk Radio. I will be back with you this Friday. The Passover for us, Jesus.
Father,
the Jesus of Christ.
Help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts, 'cause Jesus He won't let you down.